From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A former Humboldt County building inspector accused of taking bribes and stealing cash and other property from several residents will go on trial February 10th. Patrick McTighe was arraigned Tuesday. He's accused of convincing people to invest in an imaginary pot delivery business in Sacramento. He's also charged with soliciting bribes from would-be marijuana growers, promising to fast-track their permitting process in exchange for money, according to Lost Coast Outpost. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Members of Humboldt Bay Fire teaming up with the City of Eureka to create a fallen firefighters memorial honoring the six firefighters who died in the line of duty while serving the City of Eureka over the past 155 years. The memorial will be installed in Clark Plaza, site of a devastating fire in 1959 that resulted in the injury of seven firefighters. The committee currently working with local artists to create a bronze memorial that will sit atop a stone pedestal honoring the firefighters. The memorial will be 100% funded through donations. No money will be diverted from Humboldt Bay Fire's budget. A watchful resident is being credited for helping to track down a hit-and-run suspect in Arcata. Early on Saturday, officers with the Arcata PD were dispatched to the 1300 block of Q Street for the report of a hit-and-run. It was reported by a witness that a white pickup truck pulling a trailer had struck a fence and fled the scene. The truck located a short time later behind the wheel. 33-year-old Eureka resident Blake Moreland, he was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle. An investigation determined the truck was reported stolen to Eureka PD. In the bed of the truck, a motorcycle that also had been reported stolen to Eureka police. And during the investigation, it was discovered that the trailer being towed by Moreland had been stolen from the business he was seen fleeing from. Well, they went out when the tide was in and had to come back in when the tide went out. Monday evening, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Baker Beach, south of Trinidad. A report of a number of people stranded on an offshore rock. The subjects had walked to the rock during low tide and got stranded when the tide came in. Subjects declined assistance from the sheriff's office and eventually made it back to shore when the tide went back out. In honor of Smokey Bear's 75th birthday, the Six Rivers National Forest Headquarters Office in Eureka and the Gaski and Mad River Ranger Stations invite everyone to be part of the celebration coming up on Friday, 10 to noon. The Eureka office will celebrate with a fire truck birthday cake, also an appearance by Smokey Bear himself. The Gaski Ranger Station will celebrate with cupcakes all day, and the Mad River Ranger Station will have desserts and punch from noon to 1 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.